Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Monday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt. He's here. Colony, he's flying around. It's a Monday, so we'll try to get through it with you. Good morning, Chris. How is everything?
Good. Just over here coughing up the remnants of a Claritin Coke oven, you know, as it floats up over the hill towards my house and nobody does anything about it.
Yeah, that's crazy. I saw that story not long ago. Interesting stuff.
Send the kids out to recess again today. That's a good idea.
It's nuts.
It's crazy.
I had one
of
those.
How was your weekend?
Great.
Saw good stuff on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was fun.
Awesome. Watching Darren ring the bell like that.
Hopefully everything's behind her. We'll see. There's, myriad tests and things that happen throughout the next couple years. But, it was good. It was a nice
benchmark moment.
So, Sunday, yesterday. So the kids decide that they want to dig in the yard because there's like the lawn is still like kind of in the process of being put in and everything.
Uh-huh.
And there are rocks and all this stuff.
Rocks the size of your head, I'm sure.
There was one that I picked out, and I have a pretty good gauge on stuff like this. I can promise you it was between 125 and 150 pounds. I know it was over 125 pounds by the way that I picked it up and how much. I mean, it was 125. It was a big
friggin' rock.
It was almost as big as a car tire when I dug it up. And I don't know how it wasn't graded out of there. Anyway, so my kids decide that they wanted to get, we didn't have shovels. They wanted to get little kid shovels.
Mm-hmm.
So before I went to the grocery store, I stopped at the big box hardware store
mm-hmm.
and bought a couple little kid shovels. So I was going to buy like essentially just adult shovels that were shorter. But then I saw this little kid standing in line with his mom in the garden supply part. And I said, hey, kid. I said, where'd you get that shovel? And his mom, and they looked up, and they like smiled, and they're like, well, you go over here, and you go, and you make a right, and it's under this thing. So I went under, and I saw where they were. And I'm thinking, well, they're the same. They're both the same color. They're the same design or whatever. My kids are going to fight. I wish there was one that was, like, different. So what I did is I bought two of those and then one adult little short shovel. And
okay.
I was like, here's three. They'll be able to have fun with it.
Yes.
So I go and I grab them off the rack and I walk up to the lady who's working. Now, the lady who's working is probably late 50s, early 60s.
All right.
Kind of, she's working in the garden section. She's got like old jeans, but I could sense a little bit of a hippie-ish vibe to her, like a
okay.
garden grow. I don't know what she's growing in her garden.
What are we growing,
know?
Man?
Right.
Yeah.
But she's really nice. So I put the three shovels on the thing, and she said, do you need a shovel? Do you need some more shovels, like a full-size one? They're really on sale because the people are getting ready for gardening, you know? And I go, I'll be honest with you. I have mine. I just bought them last year. And then she pressed it again. She goes, are you sure? And I go, I'm positive. I need it. And she said, she said, what about hose? And at first, you just hear that word, but it gets way better. And I go, no, I'm good. And she said, what about for the kids? And I said, no, they just need shovels. And she said, my grandkids have these shovels, and they have the hose. She said, the shovels, they like, but they, are you ready?
Yes.
They love the hose. And I'm standing, and there's three people behind me in line.
You just start looking around?
Oh, it gets even better. And I'm like, I'm trying everything to not laugh, but I also want to elongate this conversation for comedic effect. And I go, oh, they love the hose. Your grandkids love the hose. She goes, yeah. Like, they grab those hose and they just go to work.
They start to dig.
No, they go to work on those with those hose. They grab the hose and they go to work. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I'm the only one, like, laughing inside. Like, this stuff, this is the funniest thing in my world when people, do this. And so I was like, well, tell me about your grandkids and these hoes. And she goes, you know, they grab them, and they just give them the business. these hoes.
Now you're making this up. Come
no,
on.
No. No, this is exactly how the conversation went. She goes, my grandkids, grandsons, mm-hmm. which even made it better. My grandsons give these hoes the business, is what she said. And she goes, and they're right over there on the rack if you want to get a couple. I think maybe your kids would like these hoes. And I don't know why I find this so funny. I'm the guy that
it's like Tom Brady and Bill Belichick talking about balls.
Right.
You know?
And it was just, I don't know. I found it hilarious. And it was only probably a 3-minute conversation as she's ringing the stuff out.
Right.
But I don't know.
So that was
the, of all the things that happened this weekend, the highlight of my day was, and the thing about it, there's a guy behind me who's like a little bit older than me. So I don't know if he knew. There was a dude, two behind me, who definitely knew, but he was with his daughter who was probably like 11.
Yeah.
And so it was, he didn't want people to know he knew what the conversation was about.
Here's a question, because this relates to something that happened to us over the weekend.
Okay.
At what age do they become aware of what, of the double entendre meaning of the word ho? Because here's the thing. Saturday night, have a couple of our daughter's friends over for a sleepover because it's her birthday. She's turning 10, and they wanted to do tie-dye T-shirts. So we're out in the garage where we can't make too much of a mess, tie-dye and T-shirts. And we have like an old kiddie pool like hung up on the wall in the garage. Every once in a while, we'll pull out during the summer like for friends that have little babies.
And the dog starts swimming.
Not yet. but the brand name of the baby pool apparently is O-H. Uh-huh. All right, whatever. They see it up on the wall, and the girls start laughing because it's like inverted somehow, and they see the word ho.
Oh.
And they start laughing about the word ho. You have a ho pole.
Well, then apparently Ava, 10 is the age.
Apparently, but like, what are 10-year-olds doing that they understand ho? You have a ho pole.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Not gardening.
No. Different kind of ho.
My grandkids give those hoes the business. That's what she said. They really give them the business.
She had to be yanking your chain.
No, because here's why. I was waiting for it. Like, I'm waiting for it. It was straight-faced. It was direct. And she works in gardening. So it was like the word hoes is used.
That's a regular word
correct.
In the garden department.
Listen, if there weren't people behind me, and if it was a 24-hour store and I didn't have to be at work today, I would still be standing there from yesterday at like 11:30 in the morning, talking to this lady, trying to extract as many uses of the word hose from her as I could. I just found it funny, and it was a great conversation. She was super nice. So we got the shovels and dug up the yard. So that's what happened. You know, the other thing I noticed too, and this is people can relate to this. I love just talking about relatable things on the pre-show and the show, really, but especially the pre-show. 55 degrees. And that's what it was yesterday. Mm. I'm a real big check the temperature guy.
Yeah.
A sunny 55 degrees is 30 degrees warmer than an overcast 55 degrees.
Yes. It's the difference between 70 and 30.
It's so much different. Like, it wasn't really windy all that much at my house yesterday. It was just overcast.
Yeah.
But a couple weeks before, it had been 55 degrees and sunny. It feels like it's 30 degrees different. If it's a sunny 55,
that's a good call.
Then a overcast 55, and they tell you the air temperature is the same, and I guess it is.
I guess it is, but it doesn't feel like it at all.
So much different. Like when it's okay. Here's the deal: when it's 90, a sunny 90 is the same as an overcast 90.
This goes back to the conversation we've had about certain temperatures. When you get to a certain point, no matter how low or how high the temperature is, you stop distinguishing the difference between the temperatures. Like, when it gets below 10, it's just damned cold. And when it gets above, like, 88, it's just damned hot.
It's like a car. You don't know if it goes... If you have a car and it goes 180 or it goes 193, you don't know. It's
you can't
just
tell
fast.
The difference, yeah.
But I realized this yesterday when it was 55, and I'm standing out there, and it felt like it was 37. But a couple weeks ago, it was 55, and it was sunny, and it felt like it was 72. It's really strange.
And then you
thing.
Get you still get a little bit of that cool breeze when the clouds mm-hmm. and
Where's Kevin Bennett when you need him? Kevin Bennett. How was your weekend there, producer Matt?
Pretty good.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I had a poker night with my family on Friday night.
Tell me about this. At their house up Shaler?
Yes, at my parents' house.
Who was there? Tell me.
My two uncles, my two cousins, and my brother-in-law, my dad.
Okay, your uncles, meaning your dad's brothers?
Yes.
Okay, where do they live? In, like, Bellevue?
One in Hampton, one in Shaler.
One in Hampton? Does one in Hampton live by me?
Kind of.
Okay, well, how do I not know this guy?
I don't know.
Okay, oh, I met your father-in-law, by the way.
Yes.
We had this conversation on Thursday at the casino.
Yeah, we forgot to have it in person, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, super good guy.
He came up, said hi.
Yeah, he did. We wanted to have a longer conversation with him, but he had to go. He had stuff to do. He had tenants to Jake.
He was mumbling something to himself about his damn son-in-law.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, right. Tell me about this poker night. Who won?
My brother-in-law did. He came out like $50 on top.
Wow.
It was like $10 a hand.
I mean, still, though.
We weren't.
Did you have music on? The television on? Did you have like?
We had the games on in the background.
Nice. Oh, wow. Okay.
So it was nice.
You guys did it right.
Yeah, I had some pizza.
Did your mom? Oh, your mom didn't make a bunch of stuff. You guys ordered stuff?
Yeah, we ordered stuff. My uncle makes this. He calls it Super Sud.
It's meat?
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, it's homemade. It's fantastic.
Does he hang it in the garage and stuff?
Yep.
Ooh. My gosh.
Oh, it's
beautiful. Ooh, that's the goods.
Is it it has a little bite to it?
It's sliced real thin.
Oh, yeah, I know what it is.
Yep.
Yeah, if you go, I know some people that are, like, real Italian. Like, I mean, their parents are from Italy. You go in their house this time of year, it looks like a curing cellar.
Or a vineyard.
Yeah, both.
Yeah.
They just have, their garage is occupied by stuff just hanging.
Yeah.
All over the
hanging
place.
Hanging meats.
In various different stages, too. And it's rotated out, like...
Yep.
This is, and then it moves to this. And
he's
this.
Got a system down.
Wow.
He also has a huge garden in the summer too.
My gosh,
he does it right.
I'd like to put in a garden, except for the 135-pound rocks that are, I have
up.
To dig up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get yourself some hoes.
So yes, sure. Give him the business, if you will. We have to think of a April Fool's joke for Colony. Our friend Mark the Get-Go Tractor Trailer.
Oh.
Mark the Tractor Trailer guy tells us. Great to meet Mark in person, by the way.
Yeah, it really
was. I can't get over that.
It was awesome to finally put a face to the name.
Because he's such a contributor to the show, and he's
he really
right
is.
About playing a prank on Colony.
Well, there's a chance for this, see, because it's home opener day also.
I know.
So that gives us the added variable of where's Jim going to be?
Well,
what time is he going to be there?
Do we do it the day before then? So he's not as much on his guard. He's here.
You know, we'll get that email on Friday from the boss that we do that annual
just
email.
Just a reminder.
April Fool's jokes are frowned upon in the radio. They're really lowbrow. For minor leaguers. You don't work in,
this is not Topeka, Kansas.
Right.
This isn't college radio.
Yeah.
A reminder that our listeners come to us for legitimate information.
And then we'll jack Colony off. okay. So we got to figure that out for Monday. All right, Fan Morning Show, The 5 coming up later on this hour. We talk basketball, we talk hockey, we talk football, we talk baseball. We're all over the place today. I mean, we are. We're all over the place.
Sports!
This is great. All right, straight ahead, Fan Morning Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Thank you.